We have here a table that compares HIPAA provision to the public health law section 18. And this is a useful tool that perhaps you can use internally as you try to think through some of these information sharing issues. But what we really are trying to get to the bottom of is we already feel comfortable sharing the information under HIPAA, but we also want to know if this provider, which is also subject to public health law section 18, will be, you know, acting in a manner that's consistent with section 18, because we know that they have to follow both laws. And so here, we compare a few things. So HIPAA, as we know, applies to a covered entity. Public health law section 18 applies to a healthcare provider. And we know from our example that we're using that someone could be both. HIPAA protects PHI. Public health law section 18 refers to it as patient information, but it's the same thing. The information that provider partner is contemplating sharing with the pharmacy is the same type of information under both laws. They just call it different things. HIPAA requires generally consent. It must be written. It's called an authorization. Public health law section 18 also requires consent to share information, but that consent doesn't have to be written. It may be verbal. In fact, the State Department of Health has suggested that it may be even implied. An example of that is when you go to your provider, and it's the example in the scenario, actually, where someone goes to their doctor, the doctor writes a prescription and tells you, hey, I'm writing you a prescription for XYZ. Which pharmacy do I send it to? You're not signing off on a document where you're saying, I authorize you to send over this prescription information. But based on that exchange, there is an implication that you know that that's what needs to happen and you're okay with it. And under state law, that's good enough. And HIPAA, as we've talked about a number of times, allows disclosure without written consent for a treatment purpose. But important to note is that the New York public health law does not have such an exception. So in other words, without the patient's consent, a provider would not be allowed to share their information with someone under the guise of a treatment exception. So this is very important to highlight. As should be apparent, this is an example of a situation where HIPAA and New York state law say different things. HIPAA says, sure, you may share PHI without written consent. But the public health law says, no, you can't. So they're different. They're inconsistent. What should this provider do?